Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon, live and in studio this morning. Good morning, Commissioner. How are you today?
Good morning. Doing great.
Hey, appreciate you stepping in studio today. And something happening in the next couple of days that's been in the works by you and the commission for a long time, and that's this timber harvest that you've been working on. I guess the bidding coming up. And Commissioner, give us some of the background on this and how long the commission has been working to make this actually become a reality here in a couple weeks.
Well, about 4 years ago, and even before that, we were talking about forest health. You know, we've had a bug epidemic in the Grasberg District and forest-wide, for that matter. But we formed a collaborative group about 4 years ago. We really feel grateful for the citizens that have stepped up and belong to that. But it's a cooperative effort between a lot of people and a lot of groups. And we decided to... We picked actually three areas in the Grays River District, and the number one came out to be Tri-Basin. So we've been working for that many years, meeting quarterly with groups to solidify and some forest health issues. And as a result, we have a timber sale of about 3.5 or 4 million board feet that we'll sell on December 3rd. And we hope that this is just number one of many in the coming years.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon with us live in studio. So, of course, a lot of work with the Forest Service went into this as well. Is this timber harvest going to be similar to what it used to be as far as, you know, road improvements? And, you know, it used to be when someone went up to the Grays River to harvest timber, the road was in great shape, and you remember those days. So is it kind of going to be similar to that?
It is. There's going to be some road improvement money that goes with this timber sale. In fact, our ranger, Justin Laycock, and his engineering group have stepped up and done some improvements already. They received some money when the fire was going last year and the year before, and so they used that money wisely. And the timber sale was praised out over commissary and down Smith Fork. That road has been greatly improved. But I think you'll see some work on the Grays River as a result also.
Commissioner, you talked about forest health being one of the big reasons behind the push for this, and it you don't have to look very far along in the past to see the forest fires that have happened right here in western Wyoming, and I'm sure that that's another big driving factor as well, right? Forest health and the reduction of fire potential.
It is, and I think you're seeing us enter a new era with the Forest Service and federal agencies. All of a sudden, they're willing to work with us. It's taken a lot of work. We've had to prompt them along the way, but they're willing and wanting to see something done. What we've done is we've ignored this so long, it's hard to come back. But every area in the Grays River District needs some work. As a result of this relationship, you saw what's happening in Alpine. There's a danger there for many homes, and so the Targhee and the Ridge of Teton is working together with the Alpine group and the Conservation District and the county. So there's a lot of things taking place and a lot of good things.
Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio. Economically, what does this mean for the county as far as this timber harvest?
Well, I think you'll see some jobs come out of this. Certainly, anytime you see logs moving up and down the road, there's money concerned. But I think the big benefit, is going to be the roads. We're going to see improved roads, and that's going to help our recreationalists and other users.
Commissioner, how will this bidding process work? You said December 3rd, correct?
Is
the day? So how does it take place?
As I understand it, it's a closed bidding. So everybody, and there's several entities looking at the sale right now. I think you'll see four or five entities bid on this sale. Hopefully it'll sell, and we'll see log trucks running next season.
In the springtime?
Yes.
I guess as soon as the trucks, whatever spring means here, I guess, right?
Right after the calving season.
Okay.
There is a restriction on that. But
okay, gotcha.
And that has to happen.
Sure. Lincoln County Commissioner Jerry Harmon in studio. Anything else about this timber harvest you wanted to touch on today?
No, we're just grateful for all the people who have played a part in this. It hasn't been easy. We've met quarterly, and a lot of these folks have met. They represented other interests, the green groups, some of them, but they've been really good to work with. The meetings have not been really hot. There's been a lot of cooperative efforts put together.
And you mentioned this particular harvest happening in the Grays River District. Is there potential for harvests in other areas around Lincoln County to take place in the future?
Well, you've seen log trucks running, and that's a result of four timber sales on the south end of the forest selling on the Cameron District. So they've been active for about 5 years putting timber sales up.
Commissioner, thanks so much for your time. Outside of the timber harvest, anything else happening in the county you wanted to mention today?
Senator Dockstetter and the commissioners and Elena Zimple from the Wyoming Business Council and Mr. Muir from Kemmer were down in Moab this last week meeting with several coal strategy individuals and groups. It was a forum put on by Governor Herbert. We were invited to go to that, and it was very interesting, and hopefully it's going to be helpful in the future with the coal industry.
It's interesting, kind of this coalition, because Governor Herbert, as you mentioned, in Utah, they're facing a lot of the same struggles with coal, of course, that Wyoming is. Were there any specifics that came from that, maybe off the top of your head, that you thought were valuable to bring back to Wyoming?
Well, it's interesting that a lot of carbon recapture was talked about, different products that can be made from coal and from carbon. It's one of the interesting things was meeting with the tribes. We had the Crow and the Navajo and different Indian tribes that are in the coal business all of a sudden, and they're good to work with. We have had some really good conversations with them, and we'll be meeting with them in the future.
Commissioner Jerry Harmon live in studio. Commissioner Harmon, thank you so much for your time. Anything we missed you wanted to touch on today?
No, thank you very much for having me on.